Saturday night, big night for football, fun night for football, and a great fundraiser as well. The Sweat for CF flag football game, second annual event. Josh Englehart in the studio with us this morning. When you put this together last year, you didn't really know what to expect, who would show up, how many guys you'd have out there, what the crowd was. I think you guys were kind of blown away last year, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's the same situation once again this year. We have a little bit more players, probably about, I'd say, five total more players. But the biggest thing is like I said, last year, you know, being the first one, you know, we did a lot of, if you will, hunting down of businesses and people to see if they would donate to it. And with the turnout that we had last year, this year we find people wanting to get involved, you know, businesses to donate and players, you know, email me and all that stuff wanting to play. So definitely going to be a nice turnout I could see once again. So,
oh, great stuff. Now, they put 115,000 in the Michigan Stadium when Michigan played Notre Dame. You probably won't have quite that many
probably
at Coldwater High, but
we'll try.
You are inviting everybody from the community to come
on
Saturday night for this flag football game.
That's right. We'll try. Basically, last year, you know, it was primarily just a game. We had a bake sale and a 50-50 raffle. So this year, we wanted to try to implement a couple things to make it a little bit more appealing, maybe for some people to come out. Since last time I was here, we actually implemented a tug of war event.
Okay.
All women at halftime. It's in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So
okay.
Have probably about 20-on-20 women doing a tug of war event.
Okay.
One of the raffle prizes, and this is something that we're, if you will, advertising to the kids of high schools and stuff like that here in Coldwater and out in Quincy. So we're doing a pie in the face to the principal at Coldwater High School, pie in the face to the Quincy High School principal, and Officer Reed is also getting involved in this. So kids can come out, buy a raffle ticket, and possibly throw a pie in the face, if you will, at one of those select three. So.
Okay. All right. Well, especially if they've gotten detention or anything else.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Great
right.
way to do it. So,
right.
So with this flag football game, but you know, regular rules. In last year, it was just seeing some of the video and some of the pictures from it. It was very competitive.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, we ran a couple scrimmages these last few weeks. Some with the guys. You know, you say light scrimmage to these guys before it starts. We had some injuries already and stuff like that. Some guys getting banged up. Some heated conversation, but you know, it's expected. You have a lot of guys out there, I think, reliving their glory days as well. So but yeah, it's fast-paced, it's physical. There's going to be bumps and bruises and things like that. Some guys might be, you know, immobile for a few weeks afterwards, but it's as expected. So you know, we try to make it to where we don't break anyone before the event, and we try to have guys, you know, give it their all during the event. So even though it is flag football, it's still very, very physical.
I just said you have the industrial-sized Motrin jar there.
Exactly. That's right. We might raffle one of those off as well, too.
You
so.
Might need that.
Yeah.
And ice packs for everybody.
Right.
Okay. So details then on the times for Saturday night?
We are having people show up about 6 o'clock, 6:15. We're scheduling the kickoff for about 7 p.m., but you know how that goes. It probably won't be till like 7:08 or 7:09 or something like that. If people are interested in bringing something for the bake sale, they're more than welcome to do that. They can make whatever they want, package it, and price it. We'll have a big table set up out there. And that was a huge thing, too, last year. We did real well with the bake sale. And a perk for us was that whatever didn't sell, we got to take home and eat ourselves. So, but, no, I mean, if anyone wants to contribute or donate, you know, they can look us up on Facebook, Sweat for CF Flag Football 2013. It has all of our contact information on there. We're also selling tickets out of Great Lakes Health and Fitness right now as well. So if people are wanting to get that, you know, $2 discount on ticket price, they can go to the gym there and buy some tickets as well.
Okay. And again, all the money raised goes to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation and in memory of your brother. And what a great event, and what a great way that the community has come together.
Oh, yeah,
this,
definitely. So. That's been, you know, like I said, that's the biggest thing right there. And also, Ann Lown at Keller Community College for Service Learning Class, they're the ones that arranged the pie in the face raffle. So They've helped out tremendously, too, so I want to definitely say a big thank you to them as well. But, yeah, seeing everyone kind of pull together and come together for a cause, and you see it all around, you know, especially this month being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you have a lot of cool things going on in the community, and, you know, you definitely push for people to get out there and get involved, so it's a pretty awesome thing.
All right, any predictions on final score?
I, you know, from what I saw in our last scrimmage, we actually broke up Notre Dame and Michigan, so we got to get a feel for how the teams, you know, matched up. And I like Notre Dame's speed. I think we're undersized in this game for sure, but, you know, we're not tackling out there, so I think we're all right. But I predict, I'll say 28-21 Notre Dame.
All right, we'll look forward. Good luck on Saturday night. The Sweat for CF flag football game going on at Coldwater High School. Josh Engelhardt in the studio with us this morning.